the Word of God. From the Scriptures. The Quran is the Book of God. It has been preserved in its entirety since its revelation to the Prophet of Islam between c. 610 and 632. It is a book that brings glad tidings to humankind, along with divine admonition, and stresses the importance of man's discovery of the truth on a spiritual and intellectual level. Translated from Arabic and commentary by Maulana Wahiduddin Khan. In the name of God, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Believers, fear God, and let every soul look to what it lays up for the future. Fear God, God is aware of what you do. Do not be like those who forgot God, so that he caused them to forget their own souls, their own true interests. It is they who are the rebellious ones. The people of the fire and the people of paradise are not equal. The people of paradise are the victorious ones, 59:18-20. Human life is divided into two parts, today and tomorrow. The present world is a man's today, and the world of the hereafter is man's tomorrow. Whatever a man does in the present world, he has to face the basic consequences in the ensuing longer life. This is the truth, and the other name for it is Islam. Man's success depends upon his always keeping this reality in mind. The whole life of one who is forgetful of this will go wrong. In this matter, there is no difference between a believer or a non-believer. Believers will have the advantage only if they acknowledge realities. If they become forgetful of them, they will also meet the same fate as their precursors. Had we sent down this Quran on a mountain, you would certainly have seen it falling down and splitting asunder, because of the fear of God. We set forth these parables to men so that they may reflect. He is God, there is no deity save him. He knows the unseen and the visible. He is the compassionate, the merciful. He is God, there is no deity save him, the sovereign, the most pure, the source of peace, the grantor of security, the protector, the mighty, the subduer, the supreme. Glory be to God, who is far above what they associate with him. He is God, the creator, the originator, the giver of form. His are the most excellent names. Everything in the heavens and earth declares his glory. He is the mighty, the wise one, 59:21-24. The Quran is a declaration of the vital fact that man is not free, but is answerable for all his deeds to God, who is all-powerful and who keeps a close watch on the actions of all humankind. This fact is of such grave import that it is enough to make even mountains tremble. But man is so negligent, forgetful, and insensitive that, even after knowing this awesome fact, he is not perturbed. The names of God mentioned here are, on the one hand, an introduction to God's being. On the other hand, they show how great is that being who is the creator of human beings and who keeps a constant watch over them. If an individual actually realizes this, he will be completely engrossed in the remembrance and praises of God. The universe, by virtue of its creative meaningfulness, mirrors the attributes of God. It is itself wholly taken up with singing the praises of God and urges human beings to follow suit.